Emotional Aaron Hernandez reportedly told mom he was gay before prison suicide. By Warner Todd Houston on January 30, 2020. Troubled ex-NFL player Aaron Hernandez reportedly told his mother that he was gay only a short time before he committed suicide in prison, his brother says. According to Jonathan Hernandez, the former New England Patriots tight end delivered a tearful jailhouse confession to his mother only months before he was found dead in his cell. "He's like, Mom, you're going to die never knowing your son," Jonathan told TV's Dr. Oz in an upcoming interview which is set to air on Thursday, according to the New York Post. Then all of a sudden they have this conversation and they're both flooded with tears across from each other. Jonathan told Dr. Oz, recalling the weight of what's on my brother is being expressed and for a mother to be looking at it across from the scratched glass, Hernandez said. Jonathan Hernandez added that his mother was the only family member his brother told of his sexual proclivities. The dead player was especially afraid that his brutal, abusive father, Dennis Hernandez, would find out he was gay, Jonathan said. "I don't know if he would have been able to finish his sentence," Jonathan said of what might have happened if Aaron had tried to tell his father that he was gay. "I can't imagine him even being able to. My dad would have thought he could beat that out of him," Jonathan said of his father who passed away in 2006. Still, Jonathan would not agree that his brother's sexuality was the main reason he ended up committing suicide in prison. "There's just so many questions regarding everything. And, for me to sit here and say it was this or that, I can't say. All you can do is look at the evidence that was provided," he said. Aaron Hernandez made a name for himself in the NFL. But he led a troubled life of violence and drug abuse. He was eventually convicted of murder in 2015 and was sentenced to life in prison. Though he was already convicted in one murder case, he was also charged for the drive-by shooting of Daniel Dubrow and Safiro Furtado who were gunned down after they left a Boston bar in 2012. Hernandez eventually committed suicide in his jail cell in 2017, leaving a host of questions swirling around his death. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook.com/Warner.Todd.Houston.